This is Blown Off on 95.1 WAPE.
Michelle joins us today for Blown Off. Good morning, Michelle.
Hey, guys.
Hi.
Are you, Michelle, you have a story I'm sure you'd like to tell us about some guy who's not treating you right, right?
Yeah, I was dating this guy, and he seemed nice, so I just wanted to know, like, what's going on right now.
All right, well, what is this supposedly nice guy's name?
Daryl.
Daryl. Doesn't sound like a very nice guy to me, obviously.
What happened with Daryl?
I was at, at a party with my friends, at a beach party, and, you know, we kind of met each other through our friends or whatever. And it turned out nice. We were vibing, really well and stuff, walking along the beach, the whole nine.
Yeah, that's nice.
And, like, at the end of it, you know, he's like, you know, I'm really vibing you. Like, I like the way you look. You're a pretty lady. And, you know, can we exchange numbers? So we exchange numbers, and everything's good, you know, and he starts texting me and stuff. And he's like, you know, let's go out. So I'm like, heck yeah. Like, you know, I like this dude. He likes me. Let's do it. So, like, 2 days later, we go out, and as soon as he picks me up and get in the car, you know, things just got a little weird. You know, he was acting a little weird. So he takes me to this party that his friend is having, and we get there. He doesn't introduce me to anybody.
What?
Basically, I'm at the party by myself.
Oh, no.
I don't know anyone. I'm at the party by myself. So after a while, I get, like, a little frustrated. I'm like, dude, you know, like, what's up? You know, are you good? Are you okay? He's like, yeah, I'm good. Are you okay? I'm like, I'm fine, but, you know, are you sure you're good?
Yeah.
He's like, yeah. So I let it slide for a little bit, and, like, the entire night it just kept going on. So I was like, you know what, just take me home. I like to just go home.
Yeah, you don't need that in your life.
Exactly.
And that's really rude.
That really is.
I know. You invite me to a party that I don't know anybody, and then you just leave me by myself.
Yeah.
So after that, like, I hadn't heard from him, like, no texts, no calls, no nothing. So I hit him up, and I'm like, you know, wanting an explanation, and also, you know, I want an apology.
Yeah,
like, right. You know, that's like a really messed up thing that you can do.
Yeah, why are you being such a jerk
still
face?
Nothing.
I get it.
Still nothing.
Oh.
Still don't get anything. Not even like, you know, hey, like, I'm sorry. I just had an off day. Like, nothing.
Yeah, so he wouldn't tell you why he was being a D-bag, basically.
No, he never responded.
Did he? Let me ask you this. Did he smell like alcohol or anything when he picked you up?
No, not at all.
No, did he look like he was on some kind of illegal drug?
No.
His eyes weren't like bloodshot or anything?
No. So that's, I'm just a little confused at like what happened. We were vibing really well, and then all of a sudden, things just went downhill.
Okay.
Very weird.
That is weird. All right, well, here's what we're going to do. We're going to call this guy, and we're going to corner him, and we're going to be like, yo, dude, what the hell is up? Why are you treating my girl Michelle with disrespect?
What's your freaking problem?
Yeah, I'm confused.
Okay. All right. And here's the thing. If he doesn't give us an answer over the phone, you know what we'll do? We'll drive to his house and we'll just beat it out of him.
Okay. That sounds like a plan.
All right. Megan, get your boxing gloves on.
I'm ready.
She's going out 2 nights in a row to parties.
I know.
That's just my personal problem. Don't worry about it. So we're going to call him now and try to get that from him. Are you ready, Michelle?
Yes.
Are you ready, Megan?
Yep.
Here we go.
Hey, what's up?
Hey, Daryl, what's up, man? What's up?
Hey, what's up?
Hey, what's up? Daryl?
Yeah, this is Daryl.
Hey, what's up, man?
Yeah, who's this?
Oh, Daryl, hi, my name's Mark Kay. I'm here with Megan.
Hey, Daryl.
Oh. No, what's up?
Hey, Megan.
Say what's up.
What's up?
Yeah, there you go. What's up?
Why am I doing this?
That's what we've been saying for the last 5 minutes. Daryl, listen, we're from 95.1 WAPE. It's a radio station. We host the morning show.
Okay.
Great.
Daryl, we just wanted to talk to you on the radio for a few minutes. Do you have time?
Yeah, I've got time right now.
Okay, cool.
That's great. We had a simple question. We just had a question for you about a lady friend of yours.
Oh.
Yeah.
which lady?
This lady's name is Michelle. Do you remember Michelle?
You mean Grimace?
I'm sorry, did you say Grimace?
Yeah.
No, we mean Michelle.
What?
Is that like a... Do you call her Grimace?
Yeah.
Well, that hardly seems nice.
Yeah.
She got purple hair.
She has purple hair?
Yeah, the purple girl. She, like, her hair is purple now.
Was it not always purple? I mean, I'm guessing it wasn't always purple.
No. Like, I met her on the beach, like, a couple of days ago.
Yeah.
And, like, she was perfect hair. She was beautiful. And then, you know, we went to a party, picking her up, and she's got purple hair.
So that's why you're blowing her off.
I mean, if you met me and my hair was black, and then the next day I meet you, it's red, wouldn't that, like, say something about you?
I'd be like, hey, Dennis Rodman, can I have your autograph?
Did you just call me a grimace?
Wait, who's that?
It's Michelle.
It's Grimace.
Are you really mad at me because I have purple hair? Is that like the whole reason for all this?
Yeah, I actually am.
All right, well, thank you for your blunt honesty.
That's ridiculous.
We found out that Michelle went through a little bit of a change, not menopause, but a different one. Daryl, Michelle, why don't you tell us exactly what happened to your hair?
I mean, I just dyed my hair purple. I didn't know that it was like a big deal.
Yeah.
Just dye my hair.
What color was it before?
It was just black.
Okay. What color was it when Daryl asked you out?
It was just like black, like a dark brown black.
Right. And then when he picked you up 2 days later, what color was it?
It was purple.
Okay.
So what? So that's the only reason why you're blowing her off, Daryl, is because she dyed her hair?
It's like you might as well be a crazy person. It's like,
what? Crazy?
Like the next time we go out, like, you might have a nose job. I don't know. Just don't know.
Oh my God, I think that's a little bit different.
Is there something wrong with her nose, Daryl, that you wanted to?
Nah, I mean, if she wants to change her hair to purple, might as well.
I mean, women dye their hair all the time. It's not that big of a deal. It's not like she, like, completely changed her face.
It's a very specific color.
She can dye it back at one point. She probably just was doing something fun.
So what happened when she got in the car with her purple hair? Did you not mention something to her?
No, I did. I was like, hey, you know, we're going to this party. You got to take that wig off.
You said, let's take that wig off.
Yeah, like, take the wig off.
Okay.
He said that to you, Michelle?
Yes, and I thought he was just joking. I was like, okay.
Why would I joke about that?
I mean, I didn't think it was a big deal. Girls change their hair all the time.
Yeah.
I mean, I've been getting compliments on my hair. I don't know about you.
Like, really?
Yes. I mean, don't you change your clothes every day? I should have the right to change my hair.
Yeah. I mean, I'll be honest with you. I changed my hair when my wife met me. I had some, and now I don't. But it wasn't like it was a slow, gradual process. Anyway, enough about me again.
It's like not that big of a deal at all.
So, Daryl, you were just embarrassed? Is that kind of why you didn't talk to her at the party or introduce her to anybody? Like, you didn't want her? You thought...
Everybody who I said, I was like, oh, I'm about to bring this girl to a party. Like, they were expecting, like, this hot chick. And instead, I come with Grimace. I come with a crazy Grimace girl.
Stop calling me Grimace. Okay.
Okay. I mean, he could call you Barney the dinosaur, right? Would that be?
Basically, like, so you do the same thing? If some, like, one of your friends just changed their hair, you just stop talking to him? That's what you'll do?
Yeah, they know that.
Okay, you're a jerk. He's a jerk.
I mean, okay. All right. Okay. So, usually at this point, what we do, Michelle, is we ask if you want to go out with Daryl again. And Daryl,
No.
Okay.
No.
Is your hair still purple, by the way, or have you changed it to some other color?
I mean, I have purple, and then I have, like, a little green streak in the back.
You have a green streak?
Yeah.
That's cool.
All right. Might as well be a dinosaur.
You know what?
Yeah.
I just get all your insults in right now, Daryl, because it's the last time you're going to talk to me.
Yeah.
I love you. You love me. Love the show.
Oh, my God. Good one.
Okay.
So lame.
Hang on. Hang on 1 second, everybody. We'll be right back. It's the Big A Morning Mess.